The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back. This is the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 156. Today we're going to be reading 2 Kings, chapters 12 through 14, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Second Kings chapter 12. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. In Jehu's 7th year, Jehoash became king. He reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Zebiah, who was from Beersheba. Throughout his lifetime, Jehoash did what the Lord approved, just as Jehoiada the priest taught him. But the high places were not eliminated. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense on the high places. Jehoash said to the high priests, "I place at your disposal all the consecrated silver that has been brought to the Lord's temple, including the silver collected from the census tax, the silver received from those who have made vows, and all the silver that people have voluntarily contributed to the Lord's temple. The priests should receive the silver they need from the treasurers and repair any damage to the temple they discover." By the 23rd year of King Jehoash's reign, the priests still had not repaired the damage to the temple. So King Jehoash summoned Jehoiada the priest along with the other priests and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damage to the temple? Now take no more silver from your treasurers unless you intend to use it to repair the damage." The priests agreed not to collect silver from the people and relieved themselves of personal responsibility for the temple repairs. Jehoiada the priest took a chest and drilled a hole in its lid. He placed it on the right side of the altar near the entrance of the Lord's temple. The priests who guarded the entrance would put into it all the silver brought into the Lord's temple. When they saw the chest was full of silver, the royal secretary and the high priest counted the silver that had been brought into the Lord's temple and bagged it up. They would then hand over the silver that had been weighed to the construction foreman assigned to the Lord's temple. They hired carpenters and builders to work on the Lord's temple, as well as masons and stone cutters. They bought wood and chiseled stone to repair the damage to the Lord's temple and also paid for all the other expenses. The silver brought to the Lord's temple was not used for silver bowls, trimming shears, basins, trumpets, or any kind of gold or silver implements. It was handed over to the foreman who used it to repair the Lord's temple. They did not audit the treasurers who disbursed the funds to the foreman, for they were honest. The silver collected in conjunction with reparation offerings and sin offerings was not brought to the Lord's temple. It belonged to the priests. At that time, King Hazael of Syria attacked Gath and captured it. Hazael then decided to attack Jerusalem. King Jehoash of Judah collected all the sacred items that his ancestors Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, kings of Judah, had consecrated, as well as his own sacred items and all the gold that could be found in the treasuries of the Lord's temple and the royal palace. He sent it all to King Hazael of Syria, who then withdrew from Jerusalem. The rest of the events of Joash's reign, including all his accomplishments, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. His servants conspired against him and murdered Joash at Beth Milo on the road that goes down to Selah. His servants Jozabad, son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad, son of Shomer, murdered him. He was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. His son Amaziah replaced him as king. In the 23rd year of the king of Judah's king Joash, son of Ahaziah, Jehu's son Jehoaz became king over Israel. He reigned in Samaria for 17 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He continued in the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had encouraged Israel to sin. He did not repudiate those sins. The Lord was furious with Israel and handed them over to King Hazael of Syria and to Hazael's son Ben-Hadad for many years. Jehoaz asked for the Lord's mercy, and the Lord responded favorably, for he saw that Israel was oppressed by the king of Syria. The Lord provided a deliverer for Israel, and they were freed from Syria's power. The Israelites once more lived in security. But they did not repudiate the sinful ways of the family of Jeroboam, who encouraged Israel to sin. They continued in those sins. There was even an Asherah pole standing in Samaria. Jehoaz had no army left except for 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. The king of Syria had destroyed his troops and trampled on them like dust. The rest of the events of Jehoaz's reign, including all his accomplishments and successes, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoaz passed away and was buried in Samaria. His son Joash replaced him as king. In the 37th year of King Joash's reign over Judah, Jehoaz's son Jehoash became king over Israel. He reigned in Samaria for 16 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not repudiate the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He continued in those sins. The rest of the events of Joash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Joash passed away and Jeroboam succeeded him on the throne. Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had a terminal illness. King Joash of Israel went down to visit him. He wept before him and said, my father, the chariot and horsemen of Israel. Elisha told him, take a bow and some arrows, and he did so. Then Elisha told the king of Israel, aim the bow. He did so, and Elisha placed his hands on the king's hands. Elisha said, open the east window, and he did so. Elisha said, shoot, and he did so. Elisha said, this arrow symbolizes the victory the Lord will give you over Syria. You will annihilate Syria in Aphek. Then Elisha said, take the arrows, and he did so. He told the king of Israel, strike the ground. He struck the ground three times and stopped. The prophet got angry at him and said, if you had struck the ground five or six times, you would have annihilated Syria. But now you will defeat Syria only three times. Elisha died and was buried. Moabite raiding parties invaded the land at the beginning of the year. One day some men were burying a man when they spotted a raiding party. So they threw the dead man into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the dead man came to life and stood on his feet. Now King Hazael of Syria oppressed Israel throughout Jehoaz's reign, but the Lord had mercy on them and felt pity for them. He extended his favor to them because of the promise he had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He has been unwilling to destroy them or remove them from his presence to this very day. When King Hazael of Syria died, his son Ben-Hadad replaced him as king. Jehoaz's son Jehoash took back from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the cities that he had taken from his father Jehoaz in war. Joash defeated him three times and recovered the Israelite cities. 2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of the reign of Israel's king Joash, son of Joahaz, Joash's son Amaziah became king over Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Jehoaddan, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, but not like David his father. He followed the example of his father Joash. But the high places were not eliminated. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense on the high places. When he had secured control of the kingdom, he executed the servants who had assassinated his father, but he did not execute the sons of the assassins. He obeyed the Lord's commandment as recorded in the law of the scroll of Moses. Fathers must not be put to death for what their sons do, and sons must not be put to death for what their fathers do. A man must be put to death only for his own sin. He defeated 10,000 Edomites in the Salt Valley. He captured Selah in battle and renamed it Jokthiel, a name it has retained to this very day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel. He said, come, let's meet face to face. King Jehoash of Israel sent this message back to King Amaziah of Judah. A thorn bush in Lebanon sent this message to a cedar in Lebanon. Give your daughter to my son as a wife. Then a wild animal of Lebanon came by and trampled down the thorn. You thoroughly defeated Edom, and it has gone to your head. Gloat over your success, but stay in your palace. Why bring calamity on yourself? Why bring down yourself and Judah along with you? But Amaziah would not heed the warning, so King Jehoash of Israel attacked. He and King Amaziah of Judah met face to face in Beth Shemesh of Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and each man ran back home. King Jehoash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Jehoash, son of Ahaziah, in Beth Shemesh. He attacked Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, a distance of about 600 feet. He took away all the gold and silver, all the items found in the Lord's temple and in the treasuries of the royal palace, and some hostages. Then he went back to Samaria. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoash passed away and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son Jeroboam replaced him as king. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of King Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, in Israel. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. Conspirators plotted against him in Jerusalem, so he fled to Lachish, but they sent assassins after him and they killed him there. His body was carried back by horses and he was buried in Jerusalem with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in his father Amaziah's place. Azariah built up Eilat and restored it to Judah after the king had passed away. In the 15th year of the reign of Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, Jeroboam, son of Joash, became king over Israel. He reigned for 41 years in Samaria. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not repudiate the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from Lebo Hamath in the north to the Sea of the Arabah in the south, in accordance with the word of the Lord God of Israel, announced through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher. The Lord saw Israel's intense suffering. Everyone was weak and incapacitated, and Israel had no deliverer. The Lord had not decreed that he would blot out Israel's memory from under heaven, so he delivered them through Jeroboam, son of Joash. The rest of the events of Jeroboam's reign, including all his accomplishments, his military success in restoring Israelite control over Damascus and Hamath, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jeroboam passed away and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son Zechariah replaced him as king. Notice the faithfulness of God. For generations, the kings encouraged the people to sin, but God kept his promise and did not allow Israel to pass away. So many times you hear people talking about the God of the Old Testament being vengeful, angry, and hard. That's not the God I see here. I see a long-suffering God full of patience. Tomorrow, of course, we'll hear of other kings. Will those kings be any better? Come on back and see. Until then, I am, of course, Steve Webb. God bless you.